This is the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy, and we are dissecting the PwC Working Capital Report 2018-2019.
Indeed we are.
We are. And what we found, or what at least what they found, is as follows. First, cash conversion declined by 6% in the last 12 months. Simon will translate that in a few moments, what that means. Converting cash is at its lowest for 3 years. And if companies moved up into the next quartile of how they manage their working capital, about 1.3 trillion euros worth of cash would be unlocked, according to this report. Now, these are 2017 figures, Simon, which I guess we also need to take into account. But talk us through, firstly, what does a 6% decline in cash conversion actually mean? What's the bottom line?
Cash conversion efficiency is the actual measure, and analysts love this. Because whereas conventionally you look at the success of a business in terms of how much you've invoiced, because that's a sale, invoicing it is no good unless that's actually turned into cash in your bank.
Yes.
So cash conversion efficiency looks at how efficiently you turn all your investment of time and materials and billing into actual cash in the bank. So you need to be increasing cash conversion efficiency, particularly in a business which is growing. If your business is growing and your cash conversion efficiency is getting worse, then there are two effects on your overall working capital levels.
Yep. Right, one's going up and the other one's going down,
yeah,
obviously. And so 6%, not a good number, obviously.
6% decline in 6% in cash conversion efficiency is not good by any standards.
Yes, so we are now going to plow through a number of the sectors, which are, again, are available as part of the PwC report. You can do this yourself on the website, but just for our purposes today, we're going to focus specifically on Asia. We're going to focus on small companies. That's half a billion euros in revenue or less. Actually, in some parts of Asia, that's actually puts you in the high or into the large company basket. But we're also going to focus specifically on a number of sectors. And the first one I've picked here, Simon, is engineering and construction. Now, you know, traditionally, they've always taken a long time to pay, but the situation, they're looking at the graph, also looks like it's getting
worse. Well, the devil's in the detail, but the thing is, one thing strikes you as soon as you look at this, which is that there is a deterioration in overall performance. In other words, the ability of this sector to generate cash from operations has got progressively worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, so we've gone from 105 days DSO to 117. Doesn't sound like all that much, but I suppose if you're waiting for the cash for an extra 2 weeks, that's an extra 2 weeks on the overdraft.
Well, you're talking about DSO, which is a measure of the days of sales. If you're looking at a growth in overall sales, then you've got two impacts. You've got the increase in the sales and you've got the slowing of the payments. That creates an exponential growth of net working capital. So somehow you've got to find the money to fund that.
Yes. All right. Other sectors that are of interest. Transport and logistics, a big issue in Asia because, you know, so many places are so far apart. Think Indonesia's archipelago, for example. Here we've seen the DSO gone from 47 days in 2013 to 54, also deteriorated by a week.
Yes, I mean, transport and logistics is always interesting. I mean, it has deteriorated significantly, and it's doubly interesting because pretty well everything that's manufactured in anywhere ends up going on a truck or a ship somewhere, and this looks at how well that truck and ship business is actually doing, and aeroplanes as well, but it's less aeroplanes, is doing. And the fact that they are struggling to get paid on time and they are having to invest more and more money in the business is not a good sign for business as a whole.
When we look at some of the traditional industries in this part of the world, in Asia, industrial manufacturing obviously comes up very highly. And it's fluctuated quite a lot since 2013. Back then, 5 years ago, DSO was at 106. Now it's at 120. So again, a two-week deterioration.
Yes, I mean, industrial manufacturing is important. This is B2B. This is stuff that's being made in a factory that's being sold to other factories. Pretty well all of this ends up in a consumer product at some point. And it's not a good, it's a sign that there's pressure on the total supply chain. That working capital levels are going up and the ability to collect money is deteriorating.
Hospitality and leisure. Lots of people love to come to Asia to sit on the beach and explore truly Asia, whichever country that might be. We've gone here from DSOs of 32, which actually sounds quite reasonable. And it's still around 32, but the net working capital days has changed quite remarkably. What can we do with the the dissonance between those two numbers?
Well, you know, without going into too much detail, one of the big changes in hospitality and leisure has been inter and intra-regional flows. That means people moving from one country to another within Asia for vacation or for business purposes, or coming into Asia from Europe or America. The difference between that kind of travel and local travel is that when people travel a long way, typically they procure through some kind of intermediary.
Like a travel agent.
Yes, and intermediaries negotiate block rates with hotels and leisure companies and airlines, and they get credit. Whereas if I, as an individual, show up in a hotel or resort, generally I'll have to pay in cash or with my
credit card. Yeah.
So the more you get this intra-regional and inter-regional flow, the greater the mix of companies that are paying through credit. A very classic example of this, and it's a complicated picture, would be the huge increase in the number of Chinese who are traveling abroad. Chinese leisure industry is vertically integrated. By that I mean that they'll book in China through a Chinese agency that will then, through a Chinese partner, buy room nights in hotels, and through another Chinese partner will buy air tickets. And all of that will be settled through credit over time. And the more of that you get, the slower your overall cash conversion efficiency is going to be.
So the hotel at the end of this chain, they're the ones who are serving you breakfast and not getting paid for it.
I've done a lot of work with hotels over the years, and cash is generally not an issue for hotels because the overwhelming majority of individual customers who come into hotels historically have settled in credit card with a credit card when they leave. Mm. That's now changing. I'm now getting hotels coming to me and asking questions for the first time about how they can manage working capital, simply because they are dealing with more and more and more intermediaries who want to hang on to their cash. Yeah.
And one final industry to look at is media and entertainment. And the reason I picked this one, Simon, is because DSOs, even in 2013, were already at a high 81. Now they're at 104.
Proliferation of different media and different channels has put huge pressure on everyone in this industry, and that pressure has manifested itself in a couple of ways. One, it's much cheaper often to procure expert resource than it used to be, because there's simply not enough well-paid work to go around. And the second thing is that because of the pressure on getting activity going, you are looking at an overall slowing of payments and overall increase in the working capital invested, and that's not likely to get better.
Yes. So bottom line, of course, so we've now looked at a number of sectors in Asia where the revenue per company is less than half a billion euros, 500 million euros. Now, what's the bottom line for all of this? We've seen the trends in all of these sectors at best stay the same, at worst deteriorate. What's the implication? What should you do?
Well, I think there's a couple of worrying things. I mean, first of all, it's a worry that net working capital is going up, and it's going up against a background of significantly greater risk in the Asia region because of China, because of geopolitical issues. Secondly, there has a number of lazy habits have developed over the last few years due to the proliferation of channels through which you can borrow cash relatively cheaply.
Like supply chain financing.
Yeah, for example. And, you know, whilst that might be tempting, if you've got a structural problem, which means that as your business grows, you need more working capital, not less, then borrowing money can only at best be a short-term fix. There's a limit to how much you can borrow. And if the cost of the borrowing goes up, or if the borrowing gets harder to procure, both of which is likely to happen in the near to medium term, then you've got a problem. In short, what you should be doing is looking at tightening up on your overall working capital so that your cash conversion efficiency clearly increases quarter on quarter on quarter. So that one, you have cash to invest, two, you do not rely on third parties to borrow money to keep your business going.
And if you want to know more about that, visit us at riabu.com. And of course, we'd love to hear your stories too. Maybe you were in one of the sectors that we talked about, maybe a completely different business. Let us know what your experience is, and are the statistics that we've talked about in the PwC report reflective of your company? Looking forward, as always, to your comments.